Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we count down the days till April 27th. When this thing gets underway in the city of Philadelphia, and we're talking about the 2017 NFL Draft. And it seems like yesterday we were covering games, we were down at the Shrine Game, the Senior Bowl, the Combine, Pro Days, and now we're just kind of counting down the days until the big night. But with that said, we have the standout receiver from Wyoming on the show, Jake Mulhart. He's on earlier, but we brought him back because we kind of wanted to catch up and find out how the last few months have gone with him. So it's kind of catch-up time for us to find out how things are going with you, Jake, but we appreciate your time back here. Obviously, you went through your pro day. What was it like to finally just kind of excel and get that thing out of the way?
It was really nice, especially with the weigh-ins and stuff, since I am making the move to tight end. And so it was nice that scouts were able to see that I was able to put on the weight that they were asking me to put on. And so it was awesome just to go out there and show I could still run with the new added weight and at the new position.
Nice. I'm curious. So I guess how much, you know, what do you weigh right now and how much weight did you have to gain?
So we did our pro day about over a month ago. And so I weighed in that morning at 241. And then right now I'm around 250.
Wow. So you're just, you kind of want to kind of stay there? You want to pack a little bit more on, or you just feel comfortable where you're at?
I kind of want to get to around 255, 260, but then I got to really start hitting my cardio and stuff going into a rookie camp because I want to make sure I'm in shape to do 2 days and all that stuff.
Nice. I'm curious, Ben. I mean, how does that kind of, you know, I'm sure you might have an inkling, you know, talking to your agent and going through this process. Maybe even your coach has kind of, you know, hit you up on, hey, Jake, you know, at this next level, you might maybe, you know, be viewed as a tight end or whatnot. But how does that conversation start? And then, and I'm sure if teams wanted you to be a long snapper, a field goal kicker, a gunner on special teams, you're going to do anything to be able to suit up. But what's the mindset knowing that, you know, what you did as a receiver, they kind of like to see you kind of, you know, change positions and move to tight end?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd play any position, but I kind of, even throughout the high school recruiting process, some of the bigger schools were recruiting me as a tight end, and I was open to it then. And now I'm hearing that a lot of the NFL scouts want to see me as a tight end. So, you know, just whatever I could add value to myself. And so that's why I've kind of done the weight thing. I've been hearing it from coaches and different scouts and stuff that, you know, my time was coming. And luckily when I played in the Gridiron Showcase, they were let me play tight end that week. So a lot of the scouts got to see me put my hand in the dirt for the first time in my career. And so I think all that just kind of helped. And, you know, it's been a really easy transition so far.
Nice. In terms of that transition, let's pick two things. What was the easiest thing about changing from wide receiver to tight end? And maybe what was one of the more difficult things that you kind of really had to work on?
Well, the easiest thing was obviously the route running. Just playing receiver, now going against linebackers and safeties. You know, it was different, but I thought that was a little bit of an easy transition playing receiver before. And by far the most difficult, and a lot of the questions that the scouts have, is the blocking ability. You know, I was able in college to block corners, and I always prided myself on my blocking ability. But now blocking DNs and linebackers, that's a little bit more tougher of a task. And when I was at the All-Star game, you know, the pass blocking was probably the most difficult thing I had to do when we did the one-on-ones, just because it was something all new to me. And so that's one thing through my training and stuff, I've been working with a lot of left tackles and stuff like that just to get the blocking stuff down.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious, and I know we did the show prior to, but where did you kind of do, you know, your combine prep at? Where were you training?
I went up to Elite Speed in Vancouver, Washington for my pro day. New Athlete up in Vancouver, Washington. And then I trained at Elite Speed in Denver, Colorado after pro day for the last month.
Nice, nice. And, what's it like? I mean, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen since, you know, your last game in Wyoming to the time you start doing all this combine prep? Besides the weight gain, obviously.
Yeah, just definitely the strength in the weight room and things like that. This last month that I've been at Elite Speed, I was training with one of our receivers from Wyoming, Tanner Gentry, who's also in this draft. And, you know, just lifting with him now, he's like, geez, like, I can't believe how much stronger you've gotten in a lot of different things. And just over the past couple months. And so things like that I've definitely noticed, and it's been awesome.
Definitely, and I'm sure it's an exciting time. And we're in the month of April, 22 days away. Kind of take us through the mindset of what it's like being a prospect, Jake. I mean, is it exciting? Is it fearful? I mean, you wake up each day. I mean, does your mood change on where you may end up? I mean, kind of just take us through it, because you know, very few kind of live in the opportunity that you're currently in.
It's different. It's definitely exciting, but at the same time, you have no idea what's going to go on. My cousin is Scott Fujita. He was a linebacker in the NFL for a while. He won a Super Bowl with the Saints. And kind of talking to him has helped me a little bit, because I kind of know what to expect. I was talking to him, and he was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, and he said he'd never talked to the Chiefs throughout the entire draft process. And so now I'm sitting here, and 1 week I hear saying you talk to these teams that really like me, and then the next week it's something different. So it's kind of one of those things. I know it's going to happen, and I'm just excited for the shot. I just want to get a shot to prove myself.
Definitely. Once again, Jake Mulharty, standout former wide receiver, now turned tight end from Wyoming, the Cowboys' elite prospect. And this kid was productive, was all sin with the Cowboys, and obviously making that transition up to 250 pounds, just to show you the kind of grind. When the season ended, dude, what were you at? How much weight have you put on?
About the end of the season, I was about, a little bit under 220. And then when I started my pro day training, I was right at 220. And so,
And that's all lean muscle. That's not cheeseburger fat. That's lean muscle. You probably added 30 pounds and probably have more or less body fat than you did when, I would assume. I could be wrong, but this is just the type of approach that these facilities are able to do with you guys is just incredible, how they can sculpt and reshape you guys in such a short amount of time. Any thought to how you want to spend draft weekend? I mean, family and friends, you just kind of want to isolate yourself from everybody? I mean, what's the mindset there?
So I'm just going to hang out with my family and do something small, because you never know what's going to happen. I don't want to have a big party or anything like that and just kind of sit by the phone and wait it out.
Definitely. It's prestigious to say you got drafted, but kind of when you get down to the sixth, seventh round, besides being I got my name called, I mean, sometimes it does benefit a lot of guys to be a priority free agent, because then you can kind of pick and choose where you go. You might want to go to a team where you're like, hey, you know what, I might be able to carve out a niche here. I mean, some teams, you're kind of looking at the depth at the tight end position, you're like, man, I'm glad they drafted me, but, man, some, camp's going to be rough, But, there's so many variables, just like you said. I mean, there's so many interchangeable things that go on in this process. You could lose your mind thinking about all the scenarios. But, Jake, man, hey, we appreciate you coming back and on. We're excited to find out where you're going to land, and, I can't believe that type of weight gain you've been able to put on, man. You've been packing it on. That's just impressive. But you know the drill, man. We always like to stay humble and stay hungry and be blessed, my man.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jake Mulharty, the standout Wyoming tight end here on the C2P. And you got to kind of love it. Like I said, I mean, we had him on before, and you just kind of, you speak volumes of, how much you love this kid. But knowing that he's kind of doing what he's doing and making that change, and obviously bulking up the way he has, it's exciting. Because if you folks know what this kid's able to do as a receiver and to think that he's kind of just a souped-up, jacked-up guy at that position now, he's definitely a seam threat, put it that way. He's definitely going to be one of those guys. Put it this way. He'll be one of your fantasy football sleepers. I know I got everybody's attention by saying that. I guarantee I know that the people are writing down Jake Mulhart on their list now, knowing that I mentioned that. But if you want more of Jake, you guys know the drill. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, it all is available here at the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.